Hello.
Yeah, BBB. Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rosemary
Hello.
from Family First. Dominic, is you?
Yes.
All right. Dominic, I was calling you with the answer. I had another word with our administrator, okay? So we can go with the hourly rate for you of $15, and we can also apply it for all caregivers in the case, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now let's get back to the hours. So right now, I mean, you're going to start since tomorrow, I guess, right? Because right now, like, it's in between the shift.
Yeah, it's almost the end of the day. Right.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow I'm gonna be starting putting you on the schedule. So confirm it will be 8 to 4, and then Myra will be taking over from 4 till midnight, right?
I thought that was 4 to 12.
That right now is midnight to 8, and Myra is the one that's been doing like 8 to midnight.
So I'm 8 to 4, Dennis, Thad, that's 8 to 12, and Marble will be 12 to 8.
Are you gonna switch? Because I mean, already
That.
the. Okay, you're switching. Okay. All right. All right, so. And see here, this okay, but I need you to be advised of something, because for if we start this schedule on this week, that will be, I mean, we'll be causing well, no, maybe yes or no, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing, just the hours just swap down that. All right, so we'll do it that way. I mean, and I need you to make that aware, and Mara aware about the change that is coming. So it'll be,
That is the
I mean,
changes coming from them, so they're aware.
yeah. So 12 a.m. to
Okay,
8, it will be Mara, then 8 to 4 you, and then 4 to midnight, it will be that. Okay,
Yes.
so it will be starting ever since this midnight of Saturday. I'm gonna give you the information for you to clock in and clock out. Yeah, text, so you can have it over there. We have some methods that you can clock in and clock out with. In this case, the first one is using the patient's landline, on which you call a number. You press 1 to clock in or press 2 to clock out, and then you enter your code, your personal PIN code. I'm gonna give it to you as well. That's the first one. Also, please note that whenever you're clocking in and clock out, you need to do it at patient's home. It's not like you cannot do like errands or stuff or take patients to appointment or anything like that. It's just that the visits must start at Dolores' place and
At
must end
them.
at Dolores' place. So anything that
Right.
you guys schedule, do it in between, but like at the end of the day, stay at home. And the other
Okay.
way that you can clock in and clock out is a second option, which is the mobile application. You are able to download a mobile app on your phone instead of using patient's landline, and you can clock in using the internet, and it will also obviously use the GPS, and in the way it tracks down that you are with the patient. That's the second option. There's another part that I need to inform is that whenever there is a missing clock in and missing clock out, you need to send me a timesheet, the timesheet form. Maybe Myra and Thad will be familiarized with this topic. It's a type of form that you guys send whenever there's a missing clock in, missing clock out. We do not take, like, or if there's not existing clock in or clock out, you got to send a timesheet, because we cannot like process it just like that. Like, hey, I'm here every day. No, it's just a way to prove that you were there. Okay,
Okay.
so and so
Yeah.
class to all this, huh? And
send everything, send a touch. Okay, so you have, so far you have received a couple of pictures on the text, right?
No, nothing came through yet. Nothing came through yet.
Let me see. It's like sending, is it 267-928-8605, right?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it's a false. See. But you did you receive a text just now? Just to check if maybe
no,
the files that I'm sending.
No, I haven't. Maybe we should hang up and maybe they'll come through. I don't know. But nothing is coming through right now.
Let's see.
Is it from this number that you're that we're talking from now?
Yeah, yeah. The same number I'm calling right now.
Let me see. I'll do like a test run to you.
Yeah, I see the high right now.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get nothing from you yet.
So on my side, let me try to resend this one. About the app, because the other one is just pictures. Dominic, Spain. Anything yet?
No.
Okay, let's do something. Your email is spaindominic@yahoo.com. You're using that email?
Yes.
Okay, let's try send all that way.
Refresh it here.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
All right, Dominic, sorry for making you wait that long. I just wanted to make sure that you got it. I just sent you an email. I don't know if the email or Outlook app you have is showing up right now or something.
Nothing showing up right now, but it might come through in a few seconds.
I got you. So I sent you like your personal PIN number. There's a file called landline phone. That contains the information for you looking from the patient's landline. And in between the email, I can send you the how to install the app and how to click in through the app. Anything else I'm skipping? We pay every Friday, so we pay a week over. So our work week runs Mondays to Sundays. So if you're starting tomorrow right away, you will receive Saturday and Sunday payment next Friday, okay? And so on and on
okay.
and on. Every Thursday, normally, everything is fine with the work week. You will be receiving like a pay stub via email or maybe posted on the website that we use, in this case, Excel Force. I'll give you more further information when you get it, but like normally we do that deposit on that way. And on Friday, first hour, you will receive your payments. Anything else? Yeah, in case patient is hospitalized, you need to inform us right away. In the meantime, the patient is on the ER or hospitalized, you cannot work because insurance only pays for one provider at a time, home care or hospitals. I guess that's pretty much of it, but you have my number in case you have any questions, okay? I sent everything
right.
via text and stuff.
I got
so
it. I got the email.
Perfect, perfect. So now I'm going to be adjusting the calendar so everyone over here is good, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.